Zephaniah chapter 2. Gather yourselves together, yes, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day passes as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord Jehovah comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's Jehovah's anger comes upon you. Seek the Lord Jehovah, all you humble of the earth, who have done his judgment, seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's Jehovah's anger. Because Gaza will be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation, they will drive out Ashdod at the noonday, and Ekron will be rooted up. Woe to those who live on the sea coast, the nation of the Cherethites. The word of the Lord Jehovah is against you. O Canaan, the land of the Philistines, I will even destroy you, that there will be no one living in you. And the sea coast will be houses and cottages for shepherds, and folds for flocks. And the coast will be for the remnant of the house of Judah, they will feed upon them. In the houses of Ashkelon they will lie down in the evening. Because the Lord Jehovah their God will visit them, and turn away their captivity. I have heard the reproach of Moab, and the curses of the children of Ammon, with which they have reproached my people, and magnified themselves against their border. Therefore as I live, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel. Surely Moab will be as Sodom, and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah, even the breeding of nettles, and salt pits, and a continual desolation. The remnant of my people will spoil them, and the remnant of my people will possess them. This they will have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. The Lord Jehovah will be terrible to them. Because he will famish all the gods of the earth. And men will worship him, every one from his place, even all the islands of the heathen, ungodly nations. You Ethiopians also, you will be killed by my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north, and destroy Assyria, and will make Nineveh a desolation, and dry like a wilderness. And flocks will lie down in the midst of her, all the beasts of the nations, both the cormorant and the bittern. Wild birds and animals will lodge in its upper ledges. Their voices will sing in the windows. Desolation will be in the thresholds. Because he will uncover the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that lived carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. How has she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in? Everyone that passes by her will hiss, and wave his hand.